This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 20th. God's word to you today is the purpose. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 6, verse 18, and it says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." John 15, verses 18 to 19 says, "If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belonged to it, but you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. You do not belong to the world anymore. So some people that used to love you will not like you anymore. Deal with it and move on." John 15 verses 20 to 21 and 25 says, "Do you remember what I told you? A slave is no greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, naturally they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. They will do all this to you because of me, for they have rejected the one who sent me. This fulfills what is written in their scriptures. They hated me without a cause." Jesus was quoting Psalm 35, verse 19. Please read. "If you are for God, do not think there has to be another reason for people to dislike you. You are for God. That is fine." More disciples of Jesus are dying today than at any time in history. Every month, 255 Christians are killed just because they are Christians. 104 are abducted. 880 Christian women are either raped, sexually assaulted, or forced into marriage every single month. Yet people go to church, they are free to worship, and they complain about flimsy things. It just does not make sense, really. 66 churches are attacked every month. 160 Christians are imprisoned every month. Inserted in today's devotional is a graphic demonstrating the world persecution chart, and you can see the zones where Christians are most persecuted. Number one on the list is North Korea. There, Christians are mostly butchered or put in labor camps. Number two is Afghanistan. Number three is Somalia. Number four is Sudan. Number five is Pakistan. Go and study your map, because many of us are going to the nations to represent Jesus. Say amen. And Nigeria is number 14, even higher than Egypt. Meanwhile, we often pray that God would execute judgment against the gods of Egypt. What about the gods in Nigeria? Jesus says, despite all the killings and persecutions, John 15, verses 26 to 27 says, "But I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me. And you must also testify about me, because you have been with me from the beginning of my ministry." The purpose of fruitfulness is about being a witness for Jesus. You cannot do it in your own strength. You need the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, please help and strengthen your people in the nations. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.